跟六节。
Let's read verse 5 and 6. 5. And the Lord said to Moses, Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod, with which you struck the river, and go. 6. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink.
好，后面嘛。
And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
好，那这段圣经呢？这从十七章的第一节到第七节，这一段是在百姓出埃及走旷野路一段很重要的记录。
In Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 7, this is when it's a very important recording of the Israelites exiting from Egypt in the wilderness.
这段事情所发生的事情在诗篇，在新约圣经里面一再被提出来。
And the incident recorded here is also recorded in the book of Psalms and also the New Testament.
特别在诗篇95篇，他多次提到这个时候，在这个利非定旷野的时候所发生的事情。
And especially in the book of Psalms, chapter 95, that chapter also mentioned about the incidents that happened in the place Rephidim.
那诗篇95篇所记录的，后来在希伯来书的作者里面就引用过三次。
And the author of Hebrew also used the scripture from Psalm 95, and he used it three times.
那他所提到的重点就是，当时候选民在旷野的时候，在这个地方，他们向神存一个不信的恶心。
And the author, when mentioned about this incident, he said, at the time the people of Israelites, they're in the wilderness, and they have an evil heart against the Lord.
因为十七章这个是他们已经过了红海，走在旷野照神的安排、神的指示，一站一站的往前行。
Because in this chapter, the Israelites already crossed over the Red Sea, and they're in the wilderness, and they are going step by step according to the commandment of God.
他们屡次在生活遇到困难的时候，第一个反应就是向神发怨言。
And several times when they encounter difficulties, the first thing they do is to complain against the Lord.
我们知道以色列选民他们这一段走旷野的历史呢，其实预表着我们今天在奔跑天国路的时候所会经历的一些事件。
And we know the chosen people of Israelites, while they are in the wilderness, this is a prefiguration of us today going toward the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天跟从主耶稣基督在走这个人生的旅程，就像百姓在走这段旷野路一样的。
And today we follow Lord Jesus Christ. We are going on this journey of life, just like the Israelites. They are going in on this journey.
那因为我们从头一直读到现在，百姓他们过红海所预表的就是我们今天在基督里面接受洗礼归了耶稣基督开始走一个新的人生。
And when the Israelites, when they cross over the Red Sea, this prefigure baptism, that after we are baptized, we have a new life.
我们是跟着主耶稣基督在走的。
And we follow the footstep of Lord Jesus Christ.
那第十七章这里提到说，百姓他们没有水喝。
And in chapter 17, here recorded the people they did not have water to drink.
他们从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营这个他们这个每一个停留都是按照云柱火柱的指示而前行的，不是摩西自己他的想法，不是摩西决定的。
And here their journey from the wilderness of sin, and they're going to camp in Rephidim, and every step that they take is not based on their own liking, it's they are following the footsteps of the pillar of cloud and fire.
那逊的旷野就是第十六章的地方，百姓在那里吃的玛纳。
And in the wilderness of sin is also recorded in chapter 16. That's where the people they had manna.
在逊的旷野，其实这是他们出埃及第二个月的十五日所以他们才其实，在旷野走了四十五天而已
So when they arrived at the wilderness of Sin, they just departed from Egypt about a month ago. They walked in the wilderness for about a month.
是第一个月，就是他们出埃及的那一个月，第一个月十四号的晚上，逾越节晚上，他们离开埃及的。
Because the first month on the 14th day, that's the Passover, and that was the date they left Egypt.
那现在是第二个月的十五日，经过一个月了。
And now it's the 15th day of the second month. So by now, they've gone through a month.
在逊的旷野，他们没有东西吃，就跟摩西、亚伦发怨言。
In the wilderness of Sin, they did not have food to eat, so people complained against Moses and Aaron.
他们那时候第十六章的第三节就说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地。
So in chapter 16, verse 3, they grumbled and said, why are we going to die in the wilderness?
就是说，早知道我们就是如果要死，应该死在埃及地啊，因为在埃及可以坐在肉锅旁边，至少不会饿肚子啊。
If we knew this beforehand, then we'd rather die in Egypt because there we may sit by the pots of meat.
吃得很饱啊
，and then we will be full。
哦，所以当时候，你看第十六章的第三节，百姓跟摩西、亚伦说：“哈，你们将我们领出来到这个旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死啊。”
So that's why the people said to Moses and Aaron, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt."
意思是说，你们把我们领出来。在这个旷野就是要让我们饿死在这里吗
？Before you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill us, whole assembling with hunger. So are you bringing us out so that we will starve to death?
第十四章哈，我们现在在看第十四章。
And let's go to chapter 14.
十四章啊，来看当时候百姓他们面对埃及追兵的时候，他们所讲的话。
And let's look at what the people said when the soldiers were chasing after them.
我们现在看十四章的第十二节。
Let's go to chapter 14, verse 12.
十一节，对不起，十一节。
Let's go to verse 11. 11. Then they say to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us? So bring us out of Egypt."
十二。
12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, "Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians"? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
我们看到当时候百姓他们有一个对事情的面对事情的模式哈。
They can see the pattern of the reaction of people when they encounter problems.
他们碰到问题，生活碰到难关的时候。他们都会想说，神把我们这样子领出来，就是要让我们死在这个地方，或者是用这个方式让我们死在这样死掉吗
？When they encounter problem or when they encounter difficulty in life, they always thought to themselves, "Did the Lord bring us out so that we may die in the wilderness?"
你看他们当时候所讲的话，都觉得说神。为什么要把我们领出来死在这里？神是故意要让我们在这里死掉的吗
？So you can see the things that they said. They said, "Why did the Lord bring us out so that we should die in the wilderness?"
但其实神从一开始跟他们所讲的话就不是这样子。
But that's not what God said to them in the beginning.
哦，神做事怎么可能会这样呢
？How is it possible that God will do such a thing?
我们就看到。神的作为跟人所接收的差很远，人从神的做的事情里面所接收到的信息，根本不了解神为什么这样做。
You can see that the people that did not understand the works of the Lord.
所以人这个时候的百姓，他们一直误会了神这样做的用意。就是他们不了解神的目的。
So the people that did not understand the purpose of the work of God, they misunderstood His intent.
那在不了解的情况下，通通都是往坏的方向想，都是认为说神哦，真的是这么大费周章把他们领出来，就是要让他们死在这里。
And because they did not understand, so they misinterpret the message, and they have a pessimistic thought, and they say, "Why did God bring us out to die here?"
所以你刚才看到埃及追兵追来的时候，他们第一个想到说，当初如果不出来， 不要做这个动作不就好了吗？就不会有这个危险啊。
So when the Egyptian soldiers were after them, their thought at the time was that, oh, why do we come out in the first place?
哦，那结果神透过摩西跟他们 提到说，神要拯救他们，你叫他们不要害怕。
But then God spoke through Moses and told the people that the Lord will be with you. You should not be afraid.
我们就看到神用他大能的手拯救了他的百姓。
We can see how a Lord he saved his people with his mighty hand.
好，那到了第十五章，百姓他们在苏尔的旷野走三天找不到水。
And then in chapter 15, the people they walk in the wilderness of Sur for 3 days and they cannot find any water.
这是第二次他们现在。碰到口渴的时候，也是跟摩西发愿言说我们要喝什么呢
？And right now this is the second time they could not find water and they complained against Moses and said, what should we drink?、
啊、那其实他们 找到了马拉这个地方有水，但是水是苦的，不能喝。
They walked to the place called Mara and there's water, but the water they cannot drink.
所以他们就发愿言了。
So they then grumbled.
要喝什么
？Where's our drink?
那
What shall we drink?
那神就指示摩西要怎么解决这个水不能喝这个问题。
So then God instructed Moses to solve this problem.
那在那里第十五章的二十五节呢？神说
，In chapter 15, verse 25, God said to them.
他说。摩西啊，神指示摩西啊，要丢一棵树哈、啊，在水里面，水就变甜。神在那里为他们定律例典章，在那里要试验他们。
So and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the water were made sweet. And there he made a statute and an ordinance for them.
所以第二十六节这件事情，其实神有个用意，就是要试验他们是不是愿意听神的话。
And the purpose thatof this event is that God wanted to test them and see if they will heed His word.
如果他们愿意听，那么照神的吩咐去做，这个苦的水都会解决变甜的。
If they're willing to listen to God and follow His work well, then the water will turn sweet.
这是神的医治。
And this is the intent of the Lord.
医治就是。
This is the healing of the Lord.
那其实他们走旷野，接下去。不但会碰到没有水喝，也有可能会碰到很多的疾病。那时候怎么办
？Because later on, when they travel in the wilderness, they will encounter a situation where there's no water, and they will encounter other problems.
其实我们今天在走一个旅程的时候，
Because,
不怕没有水喝，或是不怕没有东西吃啊。
Because today, when we go on a journey, we do not have to worry about we do not have water to drink or food to eat.
其实有很多人最怕的是生病。
Now, what we're most afraid of is being sick.
如果我们今天在这个地方没有保险，我们住起来就很不安心了。
And if today we live in this place and we have no insurance, then we cannot live peacefully.
万一如果生病怎么办
？Because what if I'm sick?
这么多人，百姓这么多，一大群几百万的人。
But then right now there are the Israelites, there are millions of them.
有老人，有小孩。
And there are the old one and also the young one.
有强壮的，有虚弱的。
And some are strong while others are weak.
他们现在走在旷野路。
And the old journey in the wilderness.
不知道去哪里。
And did not know where to go.
不知道路怎么走。
They did not know which path to take.
不知道半路要停在哪里，那里地方有什么东西可以。
And they did not know
做什么。
Where to stop, and they don't know why must they stop. What should they do?
所以有很多东西他们不知道的。
So there are a lot of unknowns for them.
其实，在马拉这个地方，神用这一件事情要让百姓了解，只要他们愿意听神的话，这些疾病。神都可以医治，水都可以，苦水都可以变甜的，就这么简单。
So at the place Mara, God wanted them to understand if they heed the word of God, then God will be able to solve their problem, turn bitter water into sweet.
所以以后他们如果遇到疾病，那解决的方法是什么
？So in the future, when they are sick, what will be the way to solve the problem?
就很简单的，就听神的吩咐，神说什么就做什么。
And it's very simple. They just have to listen to the instruction of God. Whatever God said, they just need to follow.
所以他们如果能够行神眼中看为正的事情，留心听神的话，那他们这些疾病，他们都不用担心的。
So if they can do what is right in His sight, and give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, then there is nothing for them to worry about.
到第十六章的地方,
and let's go to chapter 16.
我们就看到百姓他们现在没有东西吃的时候,
and now the people, they do not have any food to eat.
他们第三,十六章的第三节,马上又跟那个摩西说,你是要叫我们在这里都饿死吗?
So in chapter 16 verse 3, the people say to Moses, have you brought us into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly?
但是十六章 在这个训的旷野，神用降玛拿要来试验他们愿不愿意遵守神的法度。
But in the wilderness of sin, God descended manna and to test them, see if they will heed His ordinance.
也在借着降玛拿来定什么叫做哪一天叫做安息日。
And also through the giving them manna, and God also set a day and tell them this day is the Sabbath day.
所以安息日的算法就是。那一天没有玛拿降下来，那一天就是安息日了。
So if there's a day that there's no more manna from heaven, then that will be the Sabbath day.
但是没有玛拿那一天的前一天，其实神就已经为他们准备两份的食物了。
But the day that God will not send down manna, the day before that, God will send down double portion for them.
所以其实神是很关心他们的生活的。
So God indeed cared for their lives.
百姓没有水喝，神当然知道啊。
And now people they did not have water to drink, and of course God knows of this problem.
他们没有东西吃，神也知道。
And when they have no food to eat, God also knows.
但其实神都有他让百姓遇到这个困难的目的。
And there's a purpose that the people they're encountering all these difficulties.
神要他们学习几件事。所要他们学习的功课，就是在这个困难当中要教导的。
And because God want to teach them and train them, when they are going through these difficulties.
可是百姓他们的回应的神的方式都是用发怨言的方法。
But the people's reaction are often grumbling and also they complain against God.
我们如果这样一路看下来，看到第十七章，会发现其实神真的是很爱百姓的。
And if we continue to read until chapter 17, we can see God indeed really loves his people.
你看神带百姓故意走那个远的路，走到红海旁边。
That God led the people a further path, and then they walked nearby the Red Sea.
借着在红海旁边的这个困难，让百姓见证神的作为。
And at the Red Sea, because they are facing a great problem, and through this problem, the people witness the great works of God.
你看，神让埃及法老的心刚硬，让这个全军都跟着走到海里面去。
And God let the heart of Pharaoh be hardened, and then the whole army went down into the sea.
然后之后，让所有的埃及精兵都淹没在水里。
And later, all the Egyptian soldiers they were buried in the water.
所以其实神领他们走这个碰到这个困难。有神 的想法，神要真的让百姓见证他是全能的神，可是百姓他们不了解。
So there, it was the reason why God wanted them to face these difficulties, because God wanted them to understand.
到了马拉这个地方，水是苦的。
And now they are at Mara, and this place the water is bitter.
神也知道这个地方水苦啊。
And God, He already know that the water here is bitter.
但是其实神就是要借这个他指示摩西的这个简单的方式医治了这个苦的水，让百姓了解他们以后遇到疾病，神的方式就是这么简单。
And God instructed Moses to heal the water in this simple way, so to let them know in the future when they have disease, God will also heal them.
到第十六章，他们没有东西吃。
In chapter 16, they have no food to eat.
其实神要让他们知道哪一天叫做神的日子，安息日，要怎么样遵守。
Because God wanted them to know which day is the Sabbath day, the day of the Lord, and tell them what they need to do.
要让他们每一天都经历神的神迹。
So that every day they can experience the miracle of God.
看到神的供给是那么充足的。
And they can see God's providence is sufficient for them.
所以走到这个训的旷野没食物，这个其实百姓他们都不需要发怨言的。
So when they walk into the wilderness of sin, there is no food. The people at the time they should not complain.
可是我们看到当时候神跟摩西这样子评论他所带出来的百姓。
And over here, God said to Moses about his people.
我们看十
六章，the one that he brought out from Egypt.
十六章二十八节。
Let's go to 16 verse 28. Verse 28. And the Lord said to Moses, How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?
好，你看他们说，神跟摩西说，你们不肯守我的诫命和律法，要到几时呢？
So here God said, Lord said to Moses, How long do you refuse to take my commandment and my laws?
因为神已经说第七天是安息日，没有玛瑙，你不用出去捡，你不用担心。神已经早就给你预备好的了。
Because God told them already on the seventh day is a Sabbath and you do not have to go out because there will be no more manna.
但是第七天就是有人出去要收，结果什么也找不到。
But then on the seventh day, some people still went out and they could not find anything.
啊，所以第二十九节啊，神就说，你们看，主即将安息日赐给你们，所以他第六天就赐给你们两天的食物，第七天个人在自己的地方。不许什么人出去，所以百姓第七天就可以安息。
In 29, see, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place, let no man go out of his place in the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day.
这是神的供给，神对他们的爱。
And this is God's providence, and it's also God's love for them.
第六天是他们两天的食物，其实他们那一天，就第六天他们出去收的时候。也只是收每天的份而已。
So on the sixth day, bread for 2 days. So on that day, they will be able to have food for the second day.
那是在第十六章的第四节哈。
In chapter 16, verse 4.
这个是神跟摩西说，收玛瑙是这样，每一天收每天的份。
And over here, the Lord said to Moses, every day you should go out and then gather the quota for a day.
第五节，第六天他们。要把所收进来的预备好了，就比每天所收的多一倍了。
In verse 5, and it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
所以其实他们第六天真的是只有收一天的份，可是收进来一量就变两份。
So actually on the sixth day, they only took in a day's portion, but when they measure it, it will be twice as much.
这就是神给他们的祝福。
So this is the blessing of God.
所以其实安息日，神真的让他们可以休息。
So that on the Sabbath day they can truly have rest.
他们在第六天的时候，并不需要付出双倍的努力才有足够的东西留到明天。
So on the sixth day they don't have to toil as much, but then they will still have food left over for the next day.
那所以这个降玛瑙的事情，其实就是要让百姓再一次的思想，遵照神的吩咐，生活可以过得很轻松，没有忧虑。
So the manna from heaven is for the people to once again meditate and to remember that as long as they keep the Sabbath day, they don't have to toil as much. There will be food for them.
那这个每一件事情都是在训练百姓对神的信心。
And every incident they encounter is to train them of their faith.
到第十七章。
Let's go to chapter 17.
现在他们没有水喝。
And now there's no water to drink.
其实到利非定之前，从逊的旷野到利非定之前，他们中间又停了两站。
So from the wilderness of Sin to Rephidim, in the midway, they have 2 stops.
因为整个旷野的那个旅程，在民数记33章就写得很清楚了。
Because the whole journey while they were in the wilderness is also recorded very clearly in Numbers chapter 33.
我们可以从那民数记三十三章里面去看那个每一站，所以从逊到利非定，其实之间又经过两个地方停留了。
So from the recording in that chapter, there's a clear recording of every stop. So from the wilderness of Sin to Rephidim, in the middle, there's also another 2 stops.
哦，所以这是33章的第12节、13节那里哈，就有两个地名叫做托加跟雅路。
So this recorded in chapter 33, verse 12 and 13, and there are 2 stops.
啊，那接下去才到利非定。
And then after that is the place of Rephidim.
所以我们就看到，其实圣经在记录他们这个过程的时候，是把他们的一些在那个地方所发生重要的事情提出来，让我们了解。
So you can see that the Bible recorded an important incident, of a certain place.
现在
for us to understand.
百姓没有水喝，他们跟摩西争闹。
So now the people they contended with Moses.
第十七章的第二节。
Because they have no water to drink. Chapter 17, verse 2.
那给我们水喝吧。
So give us drink.
那摩西对他们说：“你们为什么要跟我争闹？为什么要试探神呢？”
And then Moses said to them, Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
那因为百姓在那边很渴，要水喝了，他们没有口渴嘛。
And because the people thirsted there for water, so they complained against Moses.
他们就跟摩西发言人说，你为什么要把我们从埃及领出来？
So then they complained to Moses, say, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt?
现在没有水喝，我们就要渴死，我们的儿女牲畜都要渴死的。
So because we have no water, we will thirst to death. Are you here to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?
好像说神故意把他们这样从埃及大老远的费这么大的劲把他领出到旷野，就是要他们渴死在那边。
So from the way they're describing, it seems like God took them out, brought them out of Egypt all the way till here for them to thirst to death.
这怎么想都不可能。
So this is impossible.
但是他们就是屡次的像摩西、亚伦这样子来评论神的作为。
But time after time, they contend against Moses and Aaron, complain against the work of God.
这一次的怨言显然是很大的。
So it seems like this time they complain. This is a very serious complaint.
第四节，因为摩西跟神呼求说：“哇，这个我向百姓要怎么办呢？”他们几乎要拿石头打死我了。
Because over here in verse 4, Moses cried out to the Lord and saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me."
那我们就看到。现在到这里为止，我们来看到神的几个作为，神的这个作为到底是，那么神的用意在哪里呢
？So until at this point, what is God's work and what is His intent?
其实他们在利未定这个地方没有水喝，是神故意要试验他们的。
So is God actually purposed them wanted to test them so that they have no water in the place of Rephidim?
这个信心如果没有经过试验哦，是不真实的啦。
Because a faith without test is not as it wouldn't be as substantial.
第十五章是摩西的歌啊，在红海旁边，那个百姓他们面对已经埃及军兵都死了，离开了埃及，他们在那边歌颂神，赞美神。
Because an earlier chapter is the Psalm of Moses is when they were when they stood by the Red Sea and they saw the work of God and they praised the Lord.
那时候是全会众一起唱歌呢。
At the time, the whole assembly praise sing the praises.
这有可能是历史上最大的合唱团呢。
And perhaps this is the biggest choir in the history of mankind.
几十万人至少男丁几十万人一起这样子赞美的。
And hundreds of thousands of men together, they all raised their voice praise God.
那个场面，你不觉得说大家好像都很有信心吗？看到神这么伟大的作为。
So at the time, isn't everyone have great faith because they saw the work of God?
但其实没有。
But actually, that's not.
到了马拉的地方，一试验没水，就开始抱怨神。
Because when they arrive at Rephidim, when they realize there's no water, they start to complain.
那所以呢，其实神用每一站来试验他们到底有没有真的对神有信心。
So at every stop, God wanted to test them, see if they truly have faith.
我们现在请看诗篇八十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 81.
诗篇八十一篇。
Book of Psalm chapter 81.
八十一篇，请看第七节。
Chapter 81, verse 7.
第七节。
81 verse 7, You call in trouble and I deliver you. I answer you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah.
好，这里你看诗篇的作者，这81篇是亚萨的诗。
And in Psalm chapter 81 was written by Asaph.
他在讲这个，他在跟，是诗人在说，跟百姓说，你们要向神欢呼喜乐嘛。
And the psalmist said to the people that you should sing aloud to God, your God.
第六节是说，神说我要使你的肩头脱重担，所以你的手放下筐子，所以你指的百姓。
So in verse 6, I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were free from the basket, and this is referring to the people.
所以你在急难中呼求，我就搭救你，这是神都要听百姓的祷告。
So God will hear their prayer and said, "You call in trouble, and I deliver you."
那我在雷的隐秘处应允你。
And I answer you in the secret place of thunder.
那比如说，这个雷的隐秘处在西乃山，在西乃山的时候，神降临是在这个雷轰闪电密云底下，向百姓显现他的荣耀。
And it's like at the Mount Sinai when God descended, is among the thunder and clouds.
在那个地方，神让 百姓听到他的声音。
And it's at that place the people they hear the voice of God.
这个就是神要让百姓了解他的存在。
And it's at that point God wanted the people to know His existence.
然后要百姓在他面前能够存敬畏的心。
So that the people can have a heart of reverence.
接下来是说，在米利巴水，我试在那里，我试验你。
And then He said, I tested you at the waters of Meribah.
其实没有水喝，这个神要试验他们到底这个信心在哪里。
So now they have no water to drink, and this is a test from God. I wanted to see where's their faith.
所以其实这个旷野每一站都是神给百姓的训练。
So while they were in the wilderness, every stop is God's test to them.
所以生命记第八章，摩西最后在回忆他这个旷野旅程的时候，就强调降玛拿、磐石出水。其实这个都是神一路在试验，在训练他们。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, when Moses looked back of all these incidents, and he said, manna from heaven and also water from the rock, all these are God's test for you.
就是其实神在带领他们的路，神知道在什么地方会遇到什么困难，神早知道，神也有解决方案了。
And God is guiding you all these ways, and He led you to all these places, even though you face problems. But God, He already knows how to solve them.
可是这个时候的百姓，他们其实真的对神没有信心。
But at the time, these people they do not have faith in God.
所以第十七章的第二节，摩西对他们说：“你们为什么跟我争闹？为什么要试探神呢？”
So that's why in chapter 17, verse 2, here Moses said to them, why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
这个试探神的意思就是说，其实如果我们现在先跳过去看第七节。
And over here it says, why do you tempt the Lord? Let's go to verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7. So he called the name of the place Massa.And Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
好，所以其实第二节这里说他们为什么试探神呢？这个当时候百姓所讲的话就是说，神是不是在我们中间啊？神真的与我们同在吗？
So over here, Moses said, "Why do you tempt the Lord?" It's because the people at the time they said, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
哦，所以。当他们 跟摩西这样讲的时候，神真的在我们中间吗？这个地点就称作米利巴，也叫玛撒。
So that's why the people said, is the Lord among us or not? So then they called this place Meribah and also Massa.
是因为他们当时根本不相信神就在他们当中。
Because at the time, they did not believe that God is with them.
每次碰到生活有困难的时候，他们第一个怀疑就是说，神到底是不是在我们当中啊？
Every time when they face difficulty in life, they always said, they said, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
那这个地方，他们说，他们跟摩西争闹，这个动词，其实意思就是说，他们是要跟摩西这样子相争的，就是说，你证明给我看，神就在我们当中啊。
And over here, the people contended with Moses. They wanted to quarrel with him and said, and they wanted him to prove that God is among them or not.
这个就像那个在法庭里面啊，你在诉讼的时候，你现在两方哦要去争辩嘛，对不对？你要拿出证据说我没有这样做，那要控告人就说你有，所以要拿证据出来对对看呢、啊。
And it's just like at a courthouse when there's a lawsuit, and people say, "Why don't you prove that your point?" And the accuser also say this. So it's just like they're quarreling against each other.
所以这个时候，你看他们跟摩西争闹的时候，就说你为什么要试探神？所以跟摩西争闹，其实就是在试探神呢。
So when they contended with Moses, at the same time they're also tempted.God.
因为摩西都是说神说的啊。
Because Moses was always say, "Oh, God said this and that."
这就是神的指示嘛。
And this is the instruction from God.
那他们现在跟摩西在争闹的时候，就说神到底在我们当中没有？真的在这里吗
？So when they contended with Moses, and they said, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
那所以这个时候的百姓，他们真的是对神存一个不信的恶心的。
So at the time, people they have a heart of unbelief and also a wicked heart.
真的是很没有良心呢。
They did not have a good conscience.
因为神在埃及所行那十个灾祸。
Because back in the land of Egypt, God performed the 10 plagues.
从第四灾以后，百姓他们都没有经历那些这些困难了。
After the fourth plague, the people they did not encounter any of the disasters.
他们都眼睁睁地看到埃及人受苦。
They just witnessed the Egyptians suffering.
看着他们死人哦。
And they witnessed how they died.
他们都没有事啊。
And then none of them
encountered these disasters. 很正常，生活都这样子啊。
So then they just continued to live their life.
那个一件一件事情，你看神就不是都明明的显现在他们眼前吗？
So isn't God manifested himself one incident after another?
但是百姓他们却一直觉得说神好像没有在我们当中一样。
But then the people they still think that it seems like God is not with us.
看诗篇九十五篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm chapter 95.
诗篇九十五篇第六节。
Psalm 95 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse
6. 第六节读到第九节。
From verse 6 to 9.95 verse 6 O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. 7 For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today if you will hear his voice. 8 Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. 9 When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work.
好，你看这里第七节这里特别强调说，我们是神的羊，他手下的民。
In verse 7 here emphasized that we are a people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
我们要听神的话。
And we have to heed his word.
他说我们不可以再硬着心，像当日在米利巴，在玛撒的旷野那个时候。
And we should not continue to harden our heart as in the rebellion.As in the day and trial of the wilderness,
当时候的百姓， Meribah. 他们在那里试探神，在那里跟神争闹。
Because at the time his people tempted him and also contended with him.
在那里，他们要观看神的作为。
And it's at that place they wanted to witness the work of God.
那这一篇诗篇在希伯来书第三章。我们先看希伯来书第三章这样说。
And let's go to Hebrew chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter 3.
第七节。
3 verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice.
第八。
8. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness.
第九。
9. Where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years.
第十节。
10. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, They always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
十一节。
11. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
这里说，当时候的百姓是心里迷糊，不晓得神的作为的。
Here recorded, at the time that these people they have a heart of confusion, they do not know the work of God.
他们当时候硬着心。
They
一再否认神在他们当中这个事实。
They have a hardened heart and continue to deny the fact that God is among them.
不断的去试探神，去观看神的作为了。
They continue to tempt God, even though they continue to witness His work.
最后，他们不能够进入神的安息。
So in the end, they shall not enter into God's rest.
这些发言人最后都倒在旷野了。
And all these people that complain against God, in the end, they all die in the wilderness.
第十二节。
Verse 12, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
这里说，要我们小心哦，不要存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
And here it is telling us to beware so that we should not have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
所以，出埃及十七章里面，这里在让我们看到什么叫做不信的恶心。
So in Exodus chapter 17, we witness this hardened heart of unbelief.
就是关他们是因为心里迷糊，不了解神的作为。
And it's because they have a heart of confusion and they did not know the work of the Lord.
那我们看到这个百姓，他们当时候跟摩西所讲的这些怨言呢，在说明他们因为不信，他们就没有耐心了，他们没办法等候神 的作为出现。
So we here can see that the people they complain against, complain to Moses, is because they did not have a heart of faith, so that they are impatient.
我们看到一个人如果不信以后，他就没有办法等候。
We can see that when a person did not have faith, he cannot wait.
那没有办法，没有信心，没办法等候，结果一定是不会听神的指示。
And if the person did not have faith and cannot wait, then for sure he will not listen to the instruction of God.
所以我们看到一个不信的心，最后会产生的结果就是一再的去质疑神是不是真的在他们当中。
So if a person have a heart of unbelief, then the person will continue to question whether God is among him or not.
那这件事情到了第十七章的第五节，神跟摩西这样说。
So then, in chapter 17, verse 5, Lord said to Moses,
神要摩西拿 手中拿他击打河水的杖，就是行过神迹的那一根神的杖。
So, God wanted Moses to take on his hand the rod, the same rod that once performed miracles.
然后他说，带几个以色列的长老从百姓面前走过去。
And also, bring with you some of the elders of Israel and walk before the people.
十七章的第六节，神跟摩西这样子应许。
Chapter 17, verse 6, and this is what God promised Moses.
我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
Behold, I will stand before you on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people may drink.
这件事情。当时候神站在磐石那里，百姓他们是看不见的。
So according to this incident, at a time God stood there on the rock, but the people cannot see.
但是神跟摩西这样说。
But this is what God said to Moses.
你带着那一根击打过河水的杖。
Take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river.
到神所指定那个磐石那里。
And go to the rock that I instructed you.
神说我就要站在你面前。
And God said, I will stand before you.
你要击打磐石，磐石就出水，百姓就有水喝了。
You shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people may drink.
那摩西就照着，就在以色列的长老面前，就这样行了，照神的吩咐就这样行了。
So according to the instruction of God, Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
神站在那里，百姓他们一个人也没看见。
And God was standing there, but no one saw him.
一个人如果有不信的恶心，神就站在你面前，你也看不到。
And if a person have an evil heart of unbelief, even though you have that kind of heart and God stood before you, you still cannot see him.
因为当时候百姓他们在那个地方只看到摩西拿一根神的杖，然后击打磐石，水就出来。
Because at a time, all that people can see is that Moses was holding this rod and striking the rock.
其实神就在那里。
But at the time, God was over there.
神站在他们当中。
God was standing among them.
神站在摩西面前。
And God was standing in front of Moses.
摩西所做的这件事情是神叫他做的。
And the thing that Moses did was instructed by God.
那所以，你看，其实神的作为，神他是跟着百姓一路走出来的。
So you can see that how God walked with the people step by step.
跟随他们。
And he followed them.
神自己成为百姓的食物。
And then God became their food.
神自己成为百姓的饮水，活水。
And God also became their living water.
哦，所以这个跟随他们的灵磐石，跟他们的这个灵玛拿，就是基督的预表。
And this is the spiritual spiritual living water, and also the spiritual manna. And this is the prefiguration of Christ.
神跟摩西说：“我会站在那里。”
Because God said to Moses, I'll be standing there.
但实际上，物质上你看不到。
But then in the physical sense, you cannot see.
但是磐石出水，这个事实就证明这是神的作为。
But then later, a water come out from the rock, and this itself is a fact.
当时候百姓他们看到这样一个现象，一个事实的时候，一个神迹。
And at the time people witnessed this fact, this miracle.
很多人只是说，哦，我们现在有水喝，我们口渴解决了。
And then people just said, oh, now we have water, and now this problem is solved.
但其实 如果对神有信心的人就看到哇神就站在他们面前。
But if they have faith, then they will be able to see that God is standing before them.
这个水叫做活水。
And this water is the living water.
是神赐给他们的。
And it is the water that God granted them.
后来这个磐石就一直跟着他们了。
And later on, this rock will continue to follow them.
哦，所以你看，摩西他后来在做诗歌的时候，他就一直强调神。是他们的磐石。
So that's why later on, when Moses composed all the psalm, he continued to emphasize that God is my living rock.
第十五章，摩西在红海边，他歌颂的时候，他是这样说的。
And in chapter 15, when Moses was by the Red Sea, he praised the Lord.
第十五章的第二节。
In chapter 15, verse 2,
请读。
The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
第三节。
3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
这里提到说神是我的力量，我的拯救，我的诗歌，我的战士。
And here mentioned that God is my strength, my salvation, my man of war.
他是我的神。
And he is my God.
他是值得要我尊重我赞美的。
And he is worthy of my respect and my praise.
到了生命记三十二章，摩西最后要死以前，他也写了一首歌。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 32, before Moses passed away, he also wrote another song.
我们说十五章，出埃及十五章是开幕歌，走旷野的开幕，这是摩西在红海边的歌颂。
We can say that Exodus chapter 15, that's the first song when the whole thing started.
40年之后，摩西要死以前，他神要他再写一首歌。
And 40 years later, before Moses departed from the world, God wanted him to write another song.
然后这首歌里面，现在摩西这样说，三十二章。
It's Deuteronomy chapter 32.
我们现在请看三十二章的第三节。
Let's go to chapter 32, verse 3.
三节四节。
Chapter 32, verse 3. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. For he is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he.
你看这里，摩西说要宣告神的名。
And here Moses proclaimed the name of Lord.
第四节说他是磐石。
And verse 4 said, he is the rock.
他的作为是完全的。
His work is perfect.
他所行的都是公义的，都是诚实无畏的。
For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice.
后来神是磐石这样的一个颂赞呢，一个事实就成为诗篇的作者不断重复引用的一个描述，有关于神的部分。
And God over here described that God is the rock. And later on the book of Psalms, a lot ofComposer or psalmist also use the same phrase.
九十五篇，我们再看一下九十五篇第一节。
Let's go to chapter 95, verse 1.
九十五篇第一节。
Chapter 95, verse 1.95 verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
这里说我们要向我们拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
Over here mentioned that we have to shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
这位神一直跟着他们一直走。
And this God continued to walk with them.
在这个旷野的路上供给他们一切的需要。
And in the journey of the wilderness, God continued to provide for them.
也成为他们的拯救。
And also then become their salvation.
成为他们的硬币。
And become the place of refuge.
因为在任何的困难里面，在这个磐石里，他们都得到保护。
And also become their rock, because no matter what they encountered, God protected them.
所以我们的神，这位神，他就在我们当中。
So this God, today is His among us.
那我们今天看到百姓他们这样的一个表现呢
？So today we see the reaction of the people.
我们要来反省我们自己，我们对我们所敬拜的神真的相信吗
？So in turn, we have to self-examine ourselves. Do we truly believe the God we worship?
我们有没有办法去明白神的作为
？And are we able to understand the work of the Lord?
我们今天生活当中所遇到的一些事情
，And today, the things that we encounter in our life,
其实是神真的要试验，帮助我们成长更完全的。
And it's because God wanted to train us to test us so that we can become perfect.
我们如果相信神，他就在我们当中。
If we believe that God is among us,
我们今天很多事情其实可以 单纯的依靠他，求告他。
Then today, in many things, we can actually rely on him with a
simple heart. 我们可以等候他。
And we can wait on him.
就像神跟摩西说，你就带着这你的杖，这是一种权柄，去在那里让他们看到神迹出现。
And just like what God said to Moses, bring this rod. This rod represents authority, and then go and stood before the people.
但是这个神迹其实是因为神就站在摩西面前才行出来的。
And the reason that this miracle can be performed is because God was standing in front of Moses.
所以这一个米利巴水这个事件，要让百姓可以完全的除掉这个疑惑，神真的在我们当中，不是吗？
And through this incident of water in Meribah, it's because God wanted them to get rid of the doubt in their heart.
神真的就在我们当中。
Because truly God is among us.
今天主耶稣基督就是这一块灵磐石。
And today Lord Jesus Christ, He is this spiritual rock.
我们看百姓的这个过去的历史。
And today we see the history of the people.
我们要得到警惕。
And we need to have a heart of vigilance.
哥林多前书第十章在提醒我们这件事情。
And in 1 Corinthians, He reminded us of this same incident.
神一直跟随我们走所有的路程。
Then God is abiding us and walking with us in all this journey.
我们看哥林多前书第十章的第四节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4.1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
你看这里，在百姓过红海以后，他们说他们都一起吃灵食属灵的食物，也一起喝属灵的活水。
And after the people passed through the Red Sea,All ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink.
这个灵水，这个属灵的活水是从跟着他们的灵磐石来的。
And the spiritual living water was from the spiritual rock that followed them.
这个灵磐石就是基督。
And the spiritual rock was Christ.
那其实就是你看，这个就是主耶稣基督，他在旧约时代已经在工作了。
So this is our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament that he was already working.
在旧约的时代就已经在预备这个整个救恩的计划了。
And
the, 在执行了。
And during in the Old Testament, he was already planning for this path of salvation.
但是当时的百姓多半是神不喜欢的人。
But at the time, although those people, they did not please God.
他们在旷野里面不断的去试探神。
Because they continue to tempt God in the wilderness.
最后他们就倒闭在旷野。
So then later on, they died in the wilderness.
第六节特别说，这些事情是我们的鉴戒。
So in verse 6, here especially mentioned that now these things became our examples.
我们一定要真的对我们的神有充足的信心。
We need to have a great faith toward our God.
让我们一起能够真的大声的歌颂说，神就在我们当中。
So together we can praise the Lord loudly that God is among us.
以信心的眼睛，让我们看到神就站在我们的眼前。
And have this eyesight with faith and be able to see that God is standing before us.
让我们真的去经历主耶稣基督，他随时与我们同在，就在我们当中。
So that we can at all time be able to experience that God is with us.
哦，就是你看主耶稣基督。他说他的名字叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
Because Lord Jesus Christ said his name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
就是他就站在我们面前。
That he is standing before us.
他要带领我们走过每一个生活难关。
That he will guide us through all the difficulties of our life.
让我们对他能够真的有完全的信心，能够明白他的作为。
That us to have a complete faith in him and to be able to understand his work.
愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
And may Lord Jesus Christ bless us and guide us.
再一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
62首。
62.